I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The trial of the youngest remaining detainee at Guantanamo Bay formally opened today. Canadian citizen Omar Khadr was just 15 years old when he was captured during a gun battle in Afghanistan in 2002. He's accused of having lobbed a grenade that killed a U.S. Army sergeant. The charges against Khadr include murder, conspiracy, and spying. He faces a possible life sentence if convicted. Khadr alleges he was tortured into confessing. Lieutenant Colonel David Fracht has been following the trial. He's a professor of law at Barry University. And Lieutenant Colonel Fracht, remind us, who is Omar Khadr?
Well, Omar was part of what has been called the first family of terror in Canada. His father was an ardent Al-Qaeda loyalist and moved the family to Afghanistan to take up the jihad when he was just 14 years old. So essentially he was drafted into the family business. You know, so when he came to Guantanamo, he was just a scrawny little boy, and now he's a full-grown man of 23. He's over 6 feet tall, so he's quite an imposing figure now.
You defended another detainee, another teenage detainee at Guantanamo, an Afghan named Mohammed Jawad. Are there similarities between these two cases?
Yes, there are. Both boys were charged with throwing a hand grenade that, in Jawad's case, injured U.S. soldiers, and in Khadr's case, killed, allegedly, a U.S. soldier. So the crime is very similar. It's a new invented war crime called murder in violation of the law of war. What's different about them is that Khadr, first of all, is a Western, you know, from a Western nation, is English-speaking. There's very clear connections with Khadr and Al-Qaeda, whereas with Jawad, he was not alleged to be a member of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, and he was not charged with conspiracy or terrorism-related crimes.
And Jawad is back in Afghanistan right now. What happened with him?
Mohammed is struggling to get an education. There are really minimal social services available, and the U.S. government provided no transitional assistance of any kind to him. So the defense team set him up with a social worker and with various human rights agencies over there to try to get him some vocational training and some education. But mainly he's just enjoying being free.
And now this trial of Omar Khadr is the first under the Obama administration's revamped military commissions process. How important is this particular case?
Well, I think it's critically important, not only for the Obama administration, but from an historic standpoint, this is the first time that a teenager or a child soldier has been put on trial for war crimes in modern history. And the Obama administration wants to show that military commissions are a viable alternative to federal court, that they can provide a full, fair trial that will have international acceptance. I think they chose a very poor candidate to begin with, because it's very controversial internationally to be putting a child soldier on trial.
What doors does this particular case open for future prosecution if the Obama administration can go ahead and try somebody who was a juvenile when he was captured?
Well, there aren't any other juveniles currently facing charges, but it would set a precedent for the U.S. to do something like that. I think what's more important is that this is a test of the administration's theory of enemy combatancy. Khadr is charged with murder in violation of the law of war. And the only reason that they're claiming it was in violation of the law of war is because he was not in uniform. And this theory was rejected repeatedly by the military commission judges under the former administration, and the Obama administration has decided to pursue the exact same theory.
Lieutenant Colonel David Fracht is a lawyer with the Air Force Reserve. Thank you.
My pleasure.